Get it? The Burt Show.
We met in California in undergrad. She graduated from her undergrad, got a really good job in New Jersey. And in the meantime, I had landed a position at the grad school here at Georgia Tech. Anyhow, we've got this really great, cheesy Jersey Shore little cabin, and she goes out for a run. And she comes back from her run, and I propose, and she completely was not as thrilled as I would have liked to her then, you know, if it was really something she wanted.
And didn't he say she wasn't wearing the ring?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She wasn't wearing the ring and stuff, too. So he was pretty upset. He felt like she just kind of felt like she had to say yes.
I mean, you only do that one time, so you want it to sort of play out in your head, you know, mm-hmm. the fantasy of it really play out in reality. And he was just left sort of flat by the whole thing and couldn't figure out why.
But she did tell her parents, so, I mean, she had to be somewhat excited to tell her parents that she was engaged.
Or she was worried that he would bring it up to her, to them or in front of her.
Unless they he had him on speed dial or something.
I mean, I think the bar is set pretty low if the only, you know, like, example of being excited is telling your parents. But that's it. She's not wearing the ring. She's not excited about it at all. She sort of had to tell her parents. But we walked away and we like really couldn't figure out exactly why. Like maybe she had it played out some other way. You know, she just got back from a run. Maybe she was thinking he was going to take her to some place really, really special that was there was a connection between the two. And it's just not the way it played out.
Well, the one thing we did agree on was that he needed to talk to her. Yes. Right. Sit down and be able to have a talk about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if Adam did that. Here he is back on the voice disguiser. Good morning, Adam.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey. Can you speak up a little bit for us?
Yeah, you bet. Is that better?
I think so. So how'd it go?
Well, we talked this last weekend, and, you know, basically I laid it out. I was like, you know, look, give me a heads up and let me know where we are with all of this.
Because you guys are still doing long distance, right?
Yeah. Okay. Jersey, Georgia. So, but yeah, I mean, at the end of the weekend, we're still together, but no longer engaged.
Oh, dude.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
What happened?
Wow.
Well, what happened was, I guess I neglected to say this last week, but she's been working really, really hard and trying to save some money because she's been also planning on going to grad school to get a grad degree. And, I guess that, you know, my proposal sort of put all of that kind of a plan into a funk and obviously she's been saving for grad school and then, you know, she basically explained to me like, how could I possibly enjoy a wedding when I'm going to have to throw a bunch of cash at it and it's going to have to come from the savings I was putting towards grad school. So, she gave me the ring back because it's a family heirloom and she said, hang on to this and we'll do it in a couple of years. So, yeah. That's
how are you feeling about it?
How are you feeling about that?
Well, I mean, I feel better about it. You know, I'm not so much in the dark anymore, but I also, you know, I don't know. I guess I thought that our relationship was strong enough to be able to work through stuff like that and not have to, you know, cancel a proposal or engagement or anything like that. So yeah, but, you know, I guess at the end of the day, I'm sort of confused and not really sure how I'm going to have to ask her in 2 years or you know.
How much honesty do you want here? How much honesty do you want here?
All of it. I want 100% honesty.
I don't think
that's what Wendy's going to give you.
I don't. Honestly, I don't think the relationship's gonna last because even if you're going to grad school, if you're super in love, you can extend engagements and extend getting married. Yeah, I'm really in love with you. Let's be engaged, but I want to get married after grad school, after we put everything behind us. I mean, at least in my opinion, if I'm in love and really excited about being engaged and being with this person, I mean, yeah, I would stay engaged. I wouldn't just break off an engagement because of grad school.
Are we all on the same page?
Give me the ring back. That's the thing that throws me.
Yeah.
Like, keep the ring. Go, you know what? Let's not set a date. Let's not make any plans.
Right.
Let's not do anything. But I'm gonna start wearing your ring, and we will still be whatever. But yeah, the fact she gave it back to you and said, let's not, let's be unengaged.
Yeah, that's a little unorthodox.
Yeah, there's plenty of couples that have gone through grad school together. There's plenty of couples that have gone through, you know, meek times together. I don't think that you're going to be proposing to her in 2 years.
Our former webmaster was engaged. He's been engaged for 12 years, hasn't he?
He's been engaged since the web was invented.
But they're still together. It's not like they got unengaged and stayed together.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a difference, you know?
I think that, what I'm saying is they're engaged, but they never set a date, but they're still engaged 12 years later. She's saying...
Let's be unengaged.
Yeah, we're unengaged.
Because I can understand the practicality of it. I have a friend who just started law school, and so she and her boyfriend, their relationship is like in a practical place where she's like, okay, we got to, you know, you just have to give me enough time to really focus and get through this or whatever. So I understand the practicality of it, but I think Jeff's right. Giving back the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have an expensive wedding. You can get married without it even having a ceremony. I mean,
look, you don't even need to get married right now.
If you're in love, if you're in love and so excited, then you find a way. And I think that that's a huge sign.
Yeah, so what does this mean? Hey, Amelia?
Yes.
Hey, Adam here.
Hey, Adam. Listen, I've been engaged before and I've broken it off and married now, happily, 2 children, but you just need to move on. I have to tell you, it's really, I hate to say it, you seem like such a sweet guy, and there's a lot of girls out there, but you have to understand the way that women think. When someone asks us to marry us, when a man asks us to marry, that's all we've wanted our whole life. So nothing is going to stand in the way of getting married if that's the right person. And giving us a ring and me giving it back to you, that's basically a very nice way of saying that you're not the person that I plan on marrying. Because why not just have a very long engagement?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just...
Or an elopement. Or, you know, just go to the Justice of the Peace. Or, you know, like, it's...
Does that suck to hear?
Yeah.
Did any of that cross your mind at all before you talked to us this morning?
Well, I mean, of course it did, but I'm trying to be the optimistic one here
How's that working out for you?
Yeah, well, don't you come into this show with that.
Yeah. We will suck that right out of you.
I mean, for real?
Make you feel so much better about life.
Hey, Joey, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, I was I was engaged for 6 years until I finished med school. And I don't know. I mean, she can't be that into him because she would stay engaged.
Yeah.
And I was dirt poor. And I mean, I paid my way through. Then I paid for my own wedding. I mean, it just didn't make sense.
Love will find a way.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't just look at marriage. Well, yeah, it's just unrealistic. Oh, we're only going to get married when we are financially stable. We're only going to, you know, be married while we both are doing well. That's not how it works.
If you're just hanging out with us this morning, Adam told us that he proposed to his girlfriend a couple of weeks ago, and she wasn't real excited about the proposal, and he couldn't really quite figure out why, and she sort of rescinded the engagement and said, look, I'm going through school right now. You know, if we have any extra cash, I want to use it on school and not our wedding. So she gave back the engagement ring. Good morning. John, you're on Q100.
Hey, I want to comment on this. What's your name, Adam?
Yeah,
cool.
Go ahead.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, just pretty much someone not to waste of time and move on because she's really not worth it. Most girls, if you propose to them, they will be flipping out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the way she was just like, here, no, it's not working, just don't waste your time.
Yeah.
And it seems to me that you proposed to her as an effort to save the relationship, not because you necessarily were ready to get married right now. Like, this was your attempt, don't you? I mean, you kind of admitted that last time we were on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's totally,
So maybe you weren't proposing for the right reasons either.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know if you're ready for this step yet, but I think if I'm you and I really want to face honesty here, that I probably call her up and I go and I say, hey, what's really on your mind as far as this engagement goes? Are you really into it? Or is this a defining moment for us? Do you really want to be with me or not? And I'm afraid of the answer she's going to give you, but...
I mean, yeah, well,
she's not being completely honest either.
Find out now.
Yeah.
I'd rather find out now.
Right. Find out now rather than 2 years from now.
Right.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, I hope she's honest back because all she did was call off an engagement. She didn't really call off the relationship.
Yes, she did.
Completely.
I mean,
That's why I'm saying I think maybe you want to give her a call back and just go, what does this really mean?
I mean, Well, he's already, well, I have an even harsher view. I mean, you've already made that conversation. You've already mentioned to her, you know, about the engagement and had a conversation about your relationship. There's a part of me that I think you should soul search and see if you really want to stay in this or not.
Yeah, I do want to take one call from somebody that says that we just may be, we may be looking at this from the dark side and there still is hope. Hey, Peggy, good morning. You're on Q100.
There is hope. It happened to me when I was in college. My husband proposed to me, and I was just scared. You know, I took the ring, showed it to my parents. They were stunned, too. But I was so scared that I ultimately ended up returning the ring to him. I gave it back to him, telling him that it just wasn't my style. And honestly, I just was scared about it. I hadn't thought about getting engaged, didn't realize we were that serious until he surprised me with the ring, so I returned it. And you know, a few months later, I felt differently. I felt more confident about our relationship, and I was ready to accept the second engagement ring. So we ended up getting married, and I'm going to tell you how old I am because we've been married for 30 years.
That's great. Nice story. But how old were you when the initial engagement happened?
19.
Okay.
Well, that's a little
different. Adam, how old, if you don't mind me asking, how old is your girlfriend?
She's 26.
I think there's a huge difference. I appreciate the story, and I'm not trying to be.
That's a different generation, too, though.
And also, I mean, her story is probably, I mean, it's probably the exception and not the rule.
If you're
also
19, that makes sense to me. Right. If you're 26 and already in the working world and you're in a different city, I think it's a whole different context.
Captain Destiny, do you have your music? What would you say about this?
I don't have my music, but
just pick any music. Any music works with Captain Destiny.
He's Corporal Fate it this morning.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect. This is an enlightening
song.
Any
music, that's all I have. I would say that you have a different destiny out there waiting for you right now. Gotta get dip. And there was a reason why that this relationship dissolved.
You deserve somebody that's going to have this in their heart when you propose to them.
Yeah, man, I'd say your destiny is with somebody else, but at least ask her about it and give her the opportunity to give you some real honesty, you know?
Doesn't that need to be in person? I know that's hard to do, but you got to get to New Jersey somehow because you can't have that on the phone.
I'm totally not. I would rather know now on the phone than traveling all that time and money to have you do it in front of my face. Tell me now. If it's over, it's over.
I don't know.
She may be more comfortable on the phone.
I
feel like I owe it to her to go up there and do it to her.
Besides, he doesn't want to go to Jersey.
I think it's an... God, I hate to say it. I think it's an extra step. I think you got your answer.
Maybe. But, I mean, you do need some kind of closure on it. Can we catch up with you in a couple of weeks and find out how this whole thing has progressed?
Yeah, sure. That sounds great, guys.
I'm sorry.
All right, man. I'm sorry. You sound like you just got punched in the gut.
But you deserve someone who's excited, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
No, thanks. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
You know how many women are so mad at her because, you know, they're like, God, I just wish my boyfriend would ask me.
Right.
You know? And he's asking and she's like, nah, now I know. It's not convenient for me at this moment.
Yeah.
Get it. The Bert Show.